That's right. We are ready for another night of Penguin Volleyball live from the Conlon Center. Stuart Horn and Brian Sanchez, your DU broadcasters, for tonight. It's getting our level set here in the opulent broadcasting booth at the Conlon Center on the Eastern Wall. Penguin women are welcoming in the Banana Slugs from UC Santa Cruz. And here with a little pregame is my partner tonight, Brian Sanchez.
Thank you, Stu. The Lady Penguins come into this non-conference game at 0-11 after they suffered a tough loss last night to Notre Dame Dana Muir University. The Lady Penguins are now 0-4 at home and 0-3 in conference. This game won't count against the conference record, though. Like I noted, UC Santa Cruz is the team they're playing tonight, and they are Division III. So this will not count against the conference record for the Lady Penguins. Last night was the last time out for the Lady Penguins, and they got swept in three games. And those games went 25-19, 25-20, and 25-18. The ladies were never out of a game, but they can never close the gap enough to overcome NDNU. The second game was the strongest game for Dominican, as it has been in many cases, and as it has also been in many cases. The Dominican ladies held the lead for much of the game and lost it in the end. They have to work on their killer instinct. When they have a lead late in the red zone, they need to be able to keep it and put a team away. Rhea Falea-Lilly led the team in kills last night with 11. Jessica Jones had 7 kills and an astonishing 19 digs. She was all over the court and had to practically get peeled off the court after the game because she spent so much time down on it diving after balls, and she was so much of a reason why Dominican stayed in this game. Lachelle Roulon and Kelsey Lardner both chipped in double-digit digs as well last night. Roulon with 14 and Lardner with 10. But the story of the game was the play of Ashley Sand. She could easily be given most of the credit for why Dominican was right in every game last night. Her play off the bench was stellar, and she came in and had 8 kills for Dominican. This is the kind of role play that the Dominican ladies need. They can't depend on Rhea and Jessica Jones to win every game for them because it's a team game and two people can't win it themselves. Tonight's opponent is the Banana Slugs of UC Santa Cruz. They come into this match 7-7. They're 4-4 in games against other Division III teams. They are Division III, and there's no conference in Division III, so their conference record is 4-4, which is also their division record. They have one common opponent with the Dominican girls, and that was the Oaks of Menlo University. The Oaks beat Dominican here at the Conlon Center 3-0, and the Banana Slugs beat the Oaks 3-1. Hopefully that doesn't bode any poor chances for Dominican tonight. It's another day, it's another game. You never know what's going to happen. They are just facts. Now look ahead at the schedule for the Dominican ladies. On October 7th, they are back here at the Conlon Center against Dixie State. Following that, the next night, they are at Grand Canyon here at Conlon Center. And then 4 days later, October 12th, Grand Canyon is here again for a game at the Conlon Center. The Dominican girls are on the court right now, working their serves back and forth, getting honed in for tonight's game.
One of the troubles, Brian, that the DUs have been having the last couple of games, and we've made mention of it every night, are those unforced service errors. There were, there were 3 in game 1 last night alone.
First serve of the game.
That's right, the very first serve of the game. That did not set the tone for things. Let's see if the Penguins can get off a better start tonight. Off the line serving, it seems as go the serves, so go the Penguins. And the Penguins, as you mentioned, have not had a win yet. They won a couple sets along the way, but not a match. And we're hoping like crazy that they can get off the schneid. Even though tonight is a non-conference affair, they all count at this point. And I'll tell you, the fans are dying for a win, as are your humble broadcaster. So, folks, we are about ready for this non-conference affair to get underway. Live from the Conlon Center, broadcasting worldwide. Yes, a 2-hour early start tonight. And we will have the podcast posted tonight, hopefully by about 9 o'clock. We'll have the Starting lineups coming for you in just a moment. Quite a few people in the house tonight. I'm not sure if they got the message out, the word out about the change in times. Normally, every other game in the entire season goes at 7 o'clock p.m. Tonight at 5 o'clock start because there's some event going on here in the gym later tonight that they needed to clear things out of the way. And so hopefully people got the word. Of course, the Penguins play out of the PacWest Conference in Division II NCAA. And as Brian mentioned, the Banana Slugs here from UC Santa Cruz play out of Division III non-conference independent league. UC Santa Cruz always feels a pretty tough team, although the two schools are usually pretty well matched up, regardless of the sport, to tell you the truth. So the overhead announcements are going on right now. How many people do you think are here, Brian? 100? Maybe.
I think that's a good eyeball estimation right there.
All right. Penguins off to our left, occupying the southern end of the Conlin Center. So then it makes sense that the Banana Slugs would be off to our right, northern side. So for the starting lineup for UC Santa Cruz under head coach Todd Hollenbeck. Hollenbeck in his second season, he'll be sending out number one, Jessica Pang, a 5'5" sophomore out of San Francisco. Number five is Kimmy Rabby, a 5'9" freshman out of Cardiff, California. Number 15 is Elizabeth Trambley, a 5'9" junior out of Los Gatos. You ever been to Los Gatos, Brian?
I have many times.
Okay. And now the starters for the Banana Slugs. Also for Coach Hollenbeck, number 16 is Catherine Groh, a 5'9" junior out of Madera. Number 17 is Ginger Berryman, a 6-foot junior out of San Rafael. You know where San Rafael is?
Yeah, spent a couple days there. I like it.
All right, we are broadcasting live from San Rafael, as a matter of fact. And rounding things out for Coach Hollenbeck is 21, Helen Milne, a 5'11" senior from Redwood City. Now the Penguins are getting the call right now in the overhead. Of course, they're coached by Gail Stammer. Coach Stammer is in her second year with the team. And the starting lineup for, let's see, under Stammer, I want to be sure to mention the assistant coaches, Brian. Jason Cole in his first year with Coach Stammer. Laurel Grant, she was a great Penguin from years past. I remember the very first night I met Grand, an outside hitter, and boy, she was something powerful, and now she's one of the coaches on the team in her second season. And Jake Spain, of course, in his first season with Coach Stammer. So the coach will be sending out the following starters. Number four is Jessica Jones, who had a great night last night, as Brian mentioned, the 5'9" sophomore out of Sacramento. Number six, Kelsey Lardner, a 5'8" sophomore out of Auburn, also had a fine night last night. Skylar Moon in the front row. Number 12, she's a 6-foot junior. Number 17, Sarah Bain, our setter, at 5'9" junior out of Aloha, Oregon. Number 18 is Ashley Sand, a 6-foot junior out of Roner Park. And Kayla Morphew, the sole senior on the squad. Number 30 is Morphew, the 5'9" sophomore out of Roner Park. We are ready for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. And Brian, our singers tonight are...
Tonight we have Megan Jones and Lainey Boyle singing the anthem for us.
Here we go with the national anthem, folks. All right, Megan Jones and Lainey Boyle singing the national anthem from the Conlin Center, NC2A volleyball, Penguin style. Live volleyball action on radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates. Broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond, it is radio.dominican.edu, where our head coach is Brad Van Alsing. Stuart Horton with you alongside Brian Sanchez, your DU broadcasters for tonight. Folks, if you'd like to watch tonight's action, you can do so on the internet by going to AmericaOne.com. and searching for Dominican Athletics, and you're going to find us. And for just a couple of dollars, you can watch all of the action, and the proceeds go to Dominican Athletics, and that's a good thing, Brian.
That's an excellent thing.
All right, folks, here we go. Penguins off to our left, playing from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. Slugs off to the right, the Banana Slugs. The Santa Cruz came over the hill. Highway 17. A lot of Penguin fans in the house tonight. Got to be a few Banana Slug fans in the house, although I don't see any. And that seems fitting. Chili the Penguin's here. As Chili the Penguin is almost always at every DU event. I shouldn't say almost. Chili the Penguin is always here. Don't know if it's a he or a she. No one knows.
It's just Chili.
It's just Chili. All right, folks, this is going to be exciting. The Penguin women are jacked up, and you would think that they'd have their dauber down after the loss last night, but they don't. They're ready to go. I'll tell you one thing, Brian. This group of Penguin women, they really have a blast with what they do. They love volleyball, and they have fun playing. Here we go, Lardner with the side out.
Number six, Kelsey Lardner.
Lardner's going to get things started from the right backside. Here we go. Off to our left, bringing it toward us. Perfect serve into the middle row. Set up slugs. Right side deep. Oh, Morphew picked it up. She should have let it go. But instead, the Penguins dig it out of the net. It's still alive. Jones. Backside Morphew, flat-footed into the back row. Bumped up. Trouble for the DUs. Cross court and a perfect side shot by Helen Milne, the 5'11" senior out of Redwood City. 1-0 slugs.
Yeah, Milne just crushed that one right on the line there, Stu.
That's good play. Morphew picked one up on the back row there. I think she couldn't get out of the way of it. Otherwise, I'm sure it would have been long. This one is a pretty great serve right at the feet of Roulon. She's able to handle it. Bain goes back row, helping it over. Set up by Peng for the slugs. Roulon there with a bump. Now the set, Lardner. Left side, Jones. Back row tipped. Penguin point one up.
Powered that one right through the hands of the wall there, Stu.
Yeah, well said. She really did. She wound up and crushed it. Pummeled it. One up. Jones to serve number four. Left side of the line. Jones, the wide open hand. Flat-footed from the back line. Smashed across by Kimi Rabi. Dinked over by the Penguins, and now it's alive by Peng. And this is going to be a good match, I can tell already. Both teams are really pumped. Bain goes to the back row, diving, got it right in between Elizabeth Trambley and Jamie Weber, who's the libero player. And the Penguins with the point, 2-1. Here goes Jones again, Brian. Jones, another nice serve, just floating right in on the back line. Wow, Trambley let it fall, and it landed in play. 3-1 DU.
That was a perfect serve right there.
You're not kidding. Trambley had to let it fall. And yet, it was perfect. Now a poor leave from the back row after a perfect serve, Brian. And San finds the back line, 4-1 Penguins.
San continuing her stellar play from last night.
Jones brings it again. Peng now with a pretty nice save. Rabi dunks one into the front row, diving for his Lardner. She can't do anything with it, Brian. And the Penguins finally give up the side out, 4-2. It will be Jessica Peng, the 5'5 sophomore, out of SF to serve it up for the Banana Slugs. 4-2 Penguins. Peng, behind the back line, right in the center. Confers with the coach for where to serve it. The bump by Jones, the dink by Sand. Peng now comes back. Smashed across, save, a great save by Trambley. Now off the hands of Jones, and the killer by Catherine Grove falls for 3, and the Slugs will serve it again.
Yeah, that one got tipped up off the hands of the wall, and Jones tried to save it but couldn't get there.
Penguins had some pretty good defense last night. See if they can keep that going. 4-3. DU on top. Peng to serve. She with the runner. To Jones. Now a back set to Bain. Low. Bain got it up there, and then she laid it up in perfect position for Ashley Sand. Sand with a gritty performance there, knocked it in, 5-3.
Sand getting the kills from the middle of the floor there, and that's what happened last night, and that's what they're looking for more tonight.
Sand bounces it 4 or 5 times. Got the thumb taped up on the right hand. The righty serves it perfectly, just barely clears the net. Over to Trambley, and this one will end up in the grandstands. After Sand couldn't handle the massive speed coming at her, she gets yanked and ruling in her place. Trambley with the kill, 5-4. Penguins on top, side out. slugs grow to serve. She's a few feet left of the center line with a big runner. Top spinning. Trouble. Oh, brother. Groh dives in on it from the front row. Dinked across. Somehow it's saved. Now the Penguins with the smash to the back row. Pang knocks it up. Pretty good move there. Into the back row. Jones. Now Lardner goes over to the left side. Morphew with a big killer. Cross court. Air ball. It's way up there. Lardner now softly. Bane. No. That one falls, but Skylar Moon is credited with the kill. No. It was wide, Brian?
Yep, they're calling that one wide out on the far side of the court from here.
I thought Moon knocked that one in there. She hit it so hard, she left a crater. Five up, fans. Bumped up by Morphew. Back set Lardner. Bane back row. Bumped up Pang. Helped across. Penguins now on offense. Left side, Kayla. Goes to the back row. Weber bumps it up. Ooh, trouble, and this one ends up right at my feet. This one came right at us, Brian. I booted it back into play, but not before it hit the floor. 6-5, Penguins on top. Rulin had a lot to do with that one. That was a good play. Gasologa now is in there for Coach Stammer. Gasologa rotates in, a perfect serve. Wow, right at the feet. But the Penguins are serving beautifully. Right at the feet of Jamie Weber, the libero player. Now the back set to Bane, helped out. Diving after it was Weber. She should have let that one go, Brian. It's going to be deep.
Oh, yeah, when she made contact with that one, her hand was about a foot out of bounds on the dive.
That would have been out, and I think she did the Penguins a favor. 7-5, the D's will take anything they can get. Gasologa with another perfect serve. Oh, a service ace right on the line at the feet of Chile, the Penguin, 8-5.
It's almost like the Dominican girls put a magnet in the floor here because the ball's finding every open spot on these serves.
You're right. So far, pretty good. 8-5. Gasologa goes back corner. That one, that was a pretty good serve there, too. Oh, dinked over. Lardner with a great save. Gasologa with a set. Over to Kayla. Back row. It hit the line. Oh, no, they call it out.
If that was out, it wasn't by much.
Oh, even the coach knew it was in. But it was right at the feet of Dave Peterson, the NC2A ref. The coach came up. He was ready to argue, but he got the call. Man, it was right in front of us, and that was in. That was a bad break for the Penguins, 8-6. It could have gone either way. Now that one is definitely in. There's no question. It's Moon with a moonshot. Pounds it in there, 9-6.
Dominican says you won't give us a call on the back line. We'll go right back at it and get
that
this
one. That one was inbounds by 6 or 7 inches. Morphew to serve now. Usually the referees are pretty good on the calls. I don't know about that one. Two plays ago. But I'll try not to let it bother me the rest of the night. Now the Penguins on defense can't handle a massive blast laid in there by Catherine Groh, the 5'9 junior. Groh plays a lot bigger than 5'9 though, Brian.
Absolutely. She just hammered that one at Gasologa.
Trambley with a serve. 9-7 Penguins. Jessica Jones right back at her, but Gasologa's right there. Here comes Jones, flat-footed. Just kind of helps it over the top. Now a big blast from the front row by Kim Rabby, the 5'9 freshman. She got it right through the wall of defenders, and once it popped up in the air, the Penguins really couldn't do much with it. Penguins by 1-9-8.
Yeah, Moon and Lardner were both there at the wall on that one, rattled off both their hands and fell right behind them.
Trambley with a serve. Bumped up by Rulin. Left side, they get it over to Jones. Back at Jones. Great save. Oh, boy, that looked like it was going to be a two-touch. Now a very short set is laid in there perfectly for Helen Milne, the 5'11 senior out of Redwood City. And she puts that one down cross-court, tied up, 9-up.
Yeah, that's her second cross-court smash of the night already.
Good angle on that one, Trambley the serve. She goes back row, gas leg of the bump. Oh, brother, what a masterful slam shot by Moon into the net, dugout, going to be trouble. Oh, Kayla Morphy with a great save after Moon dug it out of the net. It was way in there. And this one goes back row past Gasologa's shoulder. She let it fall, Brian, thinking it was going to be deep, and it landed just in. 10-9 now. For the first time denied the Banana Slugs lead.
Yeah, Gasologa hoping that she would get a return favor on the call there in the back row.
Nope. No such luck. Now the Penguins on defense. Lardner sets it over to Jessica Jones. Jones a little late on the hit. And it falls very low into the net, and Coach Stammer wants a timeout. Brian and I will take a timeout. Things very exciting here. Penguins trail by 2, 11-9 radio. .dominican.edu. Live back on radio.dominican.edu with another worldwide broadcast from the Conlin Center. Trambley to serve, the 5'9 junior. Tata Los Gatos, just about 3 feet right of center. Sneaks one back there to Rulin. Rulin has trouble. Jones back by the crowd. Lachelle now, back row. Bumped up by Groh. They set it cross court at the wild angle by Rabby. Here's Jones, dinks it up, Rabby bumped. Over to Pang. Pang helps it over, and a two-touch is called. It's a lift, actually, called on Jessica Jones in the front row.
Yeah, Jones made a nice play on that one, though. She had to go all the way over to the stands to keep a ball in play, and she was able to.
Yeah, early in that point, you're right. She kept it alive, but ultimately the Penguins fell on that point, 12-9. Gasaloga the bump. Uh-oh, trouble. That was a terrible leave by Gasaloga from the back row. She tried to put it into the front row and allow Lardner, the setter, to lay one up perfectly, either backward or forward for Moon or Jones. But what happened was it was just a terrible leave. Penguins trail by four now, 13-9 to the DUs. Now Jones back out of bounds after it was blocked in the front row by Helen Milne. So the Penguins get one back, 13-10. Moon out, sand in, Lachelle Rulin to serve. Rulon, the libero player, is way out there off to our left. She runs up on it now with an open hand. Boy, she's just zeroing in on that back row so beautifully. A terrible set by Peng. She set it to no one. And now Sand goes to the back row with a great save by Weber. Boy, that was something special. Now Gasaloga with a bump. Over to the left side. Here comes Jones. Somehow Weber saves it. Back at him. Rabby. And the block by, was that Sand?
Absolutely. That
Sand
was
Sand in the front row. Puts it back right in the face of Milne. Said, here you go. Back at you, 13-11. Rulin to serve again. Penguins trail by two. Oh, that was something else. This one's into the back row. Tough play. Helped over. Oh, off the top of the tape. Jones with a save. Gasaloga now bumps it up. Gets it across Trambley. Penguins alive on offense. Here's going to be a good opportunity for Jones. Goes to the back corner. But it's saved again by Groh. Uh-oh, trouble as Gasaloga airs one out. Santa Cruz just pounding it all over the place. Diving for it is Rulin with a save, and this one's deep. Sand didn't need to hit it that hard, Brian, 14-11.
Yeah, rare error from Sand there. We haven't seen many of those these last couple matches. She's been on fire.
Okay, Rabby to serve now. 14-11. She bounces it over and over and over. Four, five, six. I wonder if she's stretching the ball out. Seven. With the runner. Big jump serve. Boy, that was sweet. 14-11. Rabby's got a good move on the serve. And a superb block by Milne. After the big whack, overhanded whack by Jessica Jones. Milne's right there. Came off low in the arms. It's a perfect block, Brian. Penguins trail by four, 15-11. Here's Rabby.
Yeah, Milne is listed as the tallest player on Santa Cruz, and she plays like it, too.
Yeah, that was a sweet little defensive move there. Here's the set to Sand. Dinked it up. Going to be trouble, Pang. Oh, back row. Gasaloga didn't need to do that. Here is an overhand by into the open court by Morphew. Off the top of the tape. Morphew dives for it to save it. Sand helps it back over flat-footed. Pang against Jones and Pang. The 5'5" Jessica Pang went right up against Jessica Jones at the top of the net. It was like a jump ball, and Pang won. It fell on the Penguins' side. 5-point difference, 16-11, Brian. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking Dominican has had plenty of opportunities to jump back in this game. UCSC is leaving the door open. The center, Pang, although she just got the kill right there, she's been leaving some right at the net for the girls to get, and Dominican really needs to take advantage of the errors and get back in this game.
Did you really call that a kill?
I'll give her credit for it because she went up against the bigger girl and put it down.
That's a good point. Jones is listed here at 5'9", Pang at 5'5". They both had the arm up. Both women had a hand on the ball at the exact same moment above the tape and could have fallen either way, but it came down at the feet of Jessica Jones. So, Brian, you're going to give her a kill. I'll go with you there. 16-11, fans. The end of the timeout has come.
Dominican girls back out on the court first, ready to get after it.
Is It's my imagination of the Penguin women always the first ones back out on the court. I don't know if that's good or bad. I've only
noticed one time where they weren't, okay. And that was last night. Other than that, every time.
I don't know if it's good or bad.
I'll go with good. Ready to get back
Seems
out
like
there.
Stammer knows what she's doing. Kim Rabby to serve, the 5'9 freshman out of Cardiff. 6'7 bounces. She bounces 7 times, spins it in the hands with the runner. Another tremendous serve. Man, that girl can serve. Uh-oh, Sand got a bad leave, a rarity from the front row of the Penguins, and the killer is laid in there for the point for the Banana Slugs, thanks to Catherine Groh.
That's the second time the Dominican girls have let a ball go thinking it was going to be out. You got to start to question their positioning.
17-11, that one was into the back right corner. Here's the runner by Rabby, again to Rulin. Boy, they're zeroing in on little old Lachelle. And there's the killer by Jones. You know, that looked a lot like Rhea Filea-Lili right there. She got so high, big overhead, a ton of power, just a fantastic angle, and Jones lays in the killer in the back right corner. 17-12, Jessica Jones keeps the Penguins right in as Lardner backs up to serve. Lardner opened the night. And the Penguins without a service error yet, and that was almost an ace there right at the feet of the defender, and Jones with another killer. Brian, that's 2 in a row for JJ.
And this is exactly what the Dominican girls need. Jessica Jones is their best player on the court right now. They need her to step up and play like it.
Whistle's blowing. Timeout. Santa Cruz. Banana Slugs in the house, Brian. As you know, 55 seconds. Brian and I will take a break. 17-13 radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, we are back. 17-13. Penguins to serve Lardner. Here we go, number 6. Well, Lardner's been pretty good the last couple years for the DUs. Pang with a set. Trouble. Oh, the DUs with a just Bane and Sand in there with a great block. And this one goes to center court, back row, just in, over the shoulder of Kayla Morphy, the senior. And that stops the momentum for the Penguins, 18-13.
Yeah, that one was tipped off the wall. Morphy couldn't react in time, get her hands up, get them on the ball.
Weber to serve, the 5'5 junior out of SF. Bounces it very low down by her knee. Now she runs up on it. Big jump. Michelle Rowland diving for it. Jones from the right side. And that one goes off the wall of defenders as Jamie Weber was diving for it in the back right corner. Couldn't handle it. 18-14. Penguins get the ball right back. So they stopped what could have been a run for Santa Cruz. Jones to serve. She goes into the back row, set up by Pang. Trouble. Oh, that one hit the antenna. And they're going to call that one Penguin point because on the kill there, Brian, that hit the left antenna. You can't do that as Stammer comes up on her feet. 18-15, the DUs are hanging tough. Very tough game one. Best of 5, Jones. Pang. Oh, a short set. Didn't mean to do that. The Penguins now get in position. Left side, Kayla. Oh, Kayla with a killer. And that's a winner, and the Penguins are down by 2, Brian.
Yeah, the Penguins are just blasting balls at the back row of Santa Cruz right now, and they're not getting their hands up in time. Every ball's ricocheting back off the wall.
Trambley had a great first half of this game, but she couldn't handle that one, not even close, Jones. This one hits very high in the arms of Groh. Back to Groh. Groh gets 3 in a row, but the Penguins are there on all of them. Here's Kayla off the tape, and Morphew manages to get one to fall off the top. It rolled across the tape sideways and fell on Santa Cruz's side. 1-point game.
Just how she drew it up, Stu.
Hollenbeck doesn't like that. So Rabby is coming out, and Russo, Maddie Russo, a 5'6" junior out of Escondido, takes her place. Russo's all taped up. I mean, she's just got tape everywhere on her body. And the first serve goes to her, as is often the case if you are... If you get rotated into the game, the ball's going to find you right away. It does. She couldn't handle it. A little bit rusty there, not playing yet tonight. All taped up, 18 up. Jones goes right back to Russo again, but instead, let's see, Groh got in the way. Now the Penguins on offense, flat-footed, goes ruling. A poor lead. Here's Groh, diving Lardner, good save. Back row to Jones, helps it over, good move. Now here is Pang with a back set. Softly dinked, alive. Ah, and the Penguins were just off balance. Sarah Bain expected it to come flying at her face, but instead at the last instant it was very soft. 19-18 in favor of the Slugs.
Yeah, number 17, Berryman, went up to smash that one, but she jumped too early. reached out for it, barely touched it, snuck it over the net. Looked like a perfect shot. Wasn't meant to be that way.
Jessica Pang to serve. Pang now with that low dribble. Rotates the ball forward. Now a knuckler. Back set over to Bain. And a whistle before the ball even came down. And they call the penalty against Catherine Groh. And I'm not sure what she must have run into the net or had a hand on the net, because before the ball even came down after Bain went at it, they had whistled it dead. 19 up. Here is Sand with the serve. And the back row, Weber. And there's the killer laid in by Trambley. And she is tough. That Trambley in the front left corner, when she gets a good angle, Brian, forget about it.
Yeah, it's another one where the wall was there. They were up high enough. They got their hands on it, but the ball's just hit too hard and powers right through them.
Catherine Groh to serve now. Groh's got some knee pads that are just all dirty and funky. They had a lot of games on them. Bain helps it over, not much on it. Big looper. Now a back set over to the right side. In play, and once again, the ball finds Trambley. So wherever Trambley is, you can pretty much mail it in, Brian. The ball's going to get set to her. She lays that one in the back corner again. Red zone, 21-19, Slugs. Penguins looking to dump a little salt on the Slugs tonight. See what they can do. Here's a dink by the Penguins. The open court, though. And the Penguins are there. Jones bumps it, set. Lardner, Bain at the feet of Weber. Lardner again. Left side, Kayla with the killer. Here's perfect position. Here's Rulin. It dinks. It falls. Penguin point, 21-19.
That was a battle of the net right there, and Dominican came away with the win there. Morphy with a great effort against the front line of Santa Cruz Banana Slugs.
That was a battle of the net. Gasologa to serve. Gasologa had a pretty good run, three in a row last time she had the ball. Let's see if she can keep it going now. Penguins need come through. Server right now. Trouble. Back row bumped up. Jones, good play. Left side, Kayla dinked. Softly, pancake, tie game! Santa Cruz was not ready. Up on his feet is Hollenbeck, and he is hollering at the girls.
Oh, yeah, both Banana Slugs right there watching the ball hit the ground, looking at each other as if the other one should have gone after
that's
it.
Right. Boy, that's a terrible feeling. It's got to be. Gasologa goes back to the corner, helped over by Pang. Softly, back row, Gasologa bump. Kelsey with a set. Oh, laid in the back corner. And, oh, it's just called wide after Kayla Morphy went after it. 22-21. Coming right down to the wire here, Brian. This is where the Penguins have had trouble all season long.
Yeah, it's time to unleash a little killer instinct right here.
Yeah, that's exactly what they need. Got to smell some blood. Go after it. Here's the next service by Gabriella Day. First we've heard of Day with the runner. Big time serve to Lachelle. Left side, Jones off the tape. Essie's right there to pick it up nicely. Back row, oh no. Penguins split away from the ball, let it fall. 23-21, it was in by a mile.
Yeah, I've seen this happen maybe three times this season and already three times this game.
Chilly, the Penguins not happy with that play. Ds were not on their game there. Gabriella Day to serve. She gets it to the Penguins libero player, Lachelle Rulin. Dinked over softly by Kayla Morphew. Penguins are in jail. Oh, here's one that's alive. Coming right at us. Got a finger on it, Brian. 23-22. Notice how I saved the computer there.
Nice play by both walls there, both Skylar Moon and Stuart Horn.
Thank you very much. Saved the computer. We'd have gone right off the air there had that ball hit, but I had the arm outstretched. I'll do the play-by-play on my own play. Here is Morphew. She goes to the back row. Bumped up to Pang. Penguins now with the block. Ah! That one was hit so hard by Elizabeth Trambley, Brian, but by the time the Penguins blocked it, it went flying out of bounds.
Yeah, Moon was the one at the net there, and she hit it square. It just went out of bounds off the side of her hand.
Trambley to serve. Game point, 24-22. The only good news here is the Penguins get Trambley off of the front row. Lachelle Rulon bumps it. Lardner, Moon. Oh, no. It wasn't Moon. Let's see who. Oh, that was Moon. Okay, Moon went after it two-handed. Not even, not very much on it. On the ball, no mustard whatsoever. 25-22 is the final in game one. Brian and I will be back in 2 minutes and 21 seconds. You're listening to DU Volleyball on radio.dominican.edu.
Off that, come back and get this game too. It's been their strongest game in the past. Looking
no
for another one.
No idea why Filialili's not in there yet. But, in fact, in between games, I spoke to the head trainer, Jesse Mazza. He said she's not hurt. So Brian and I are speculating back here, and neither one of us can figure out what's going on. But maybe Coach Stammer's holding her for, I don't know, for a big game three. Who knows?
A ringer of sorts?
It's not a bad call. Back with the play-by-play, here's Brian.
UC Santa Cruz, Banana Slugs, back to serve to start this game too. Gets it over the net, Jones bumps it up. Lardner sets it up for Jones. Lobs it over the net, down with a dive from Santa Cruz. Gets it back over the net, Jones bumps it high. Going out, Morphew saves it. Lardner just has to help it across from the back row as she does. Santa Cruz sets it up to Milne. Milne smashes it, diving Roulon can't get there.
I think Milne went after that one, missed it, and it just barely came off the side of her hand and dropped.
Yeah, and that's the second time that's happened to Dominican tonight. That's just bad luck as Rabby is back to serve again. Bouncing the ball, slapping it against the ground. Service coming over the net. Roulon gets to it. Lardner sets it up for Bain, who smashes it into the back left corner. That was a perfectly placed smash right there from Bain. Good to see that from her as Jones is back to serve now. Jones bounces the ball, looks at her hand as she does before every serve, gets it over the net. Santa Cruz sets it up. Another poor set, and they just have to help it over the net. Roulon to Lardner to Bain. That one helped over the net. Number 16 for Santa Cruz gets it. Lardner to Bain again. Sets it to the back row. Diving save by Santa Cruz. Hit hard. Morphew with a one-handed stab. Keeps it alive. To Lardner. Back to Morphew. Smashes back row. Kept alive again. High up in the air. Lobbed back over. And Lardner and Bain just watch it fall out of bounds. They communicated all the way. That's what you like to see.
Got to give some huge props to Kayla Morphew on that. She not only had a fantastic save, but then she applied that killer that set up the win.
That's right. Jones gets it over. Milne set up, smashes it off the wall. Roulon keeps it alive. Lardner back set to Bain. Miss hits it a little bit. Back row, easy play. Santa Cruz sets it up, smashes it out of bounds. Point. Dominican, 3-1 Dominican here with the early lead in game two. Jones back to serve again. Bouncing the ball. Trademark look up at the hand and the serve. Sneaks it over the net. Back row bump. Set at the net for Milne. Smashes this one out of bounds. And the refs are signaling, and they're going to call a net touch there on Dominican. Point to Santa Cruz. 3-2 Dominican with the one-point lead here early in game two. As Jamie Weber is back to serve, bouncing the ball low. She has a very odd pregame ritual. Service, Roulon sets it up to Lardner, who gives it to Morphew, who mashes it about 10 feet long on the back row. Rare for her, she's been playing so well this game. You never want to see her miss one that bad. But she's back, she's ready to recover from that as we have Weber back to serve again, bouncing the ball low around her ankles. Preparing for the serve, and here it comes, high over the net. Jones mishits a little bit, but Lardner saves it to Bain, smashes it off the wall, ball stays alive. Cross court set. Smash from Santa Cruz off the hands of Bain, and it goes out of bounds for a point. It is now 4-3 Santa Cruz. Dominican down one, looking to rally back here early in game two as Weber is back to serve again. Here it comes from her. Gets this one high over the net. Jones bumps it up to Lardner, who sets up Morphew for the smash off the left side. And that one goes out. Point to Santa Cruz. 5-3 Banana Slugs over the Penguins here.
Kayla's just been spot on so far tonight, but that one's a little bit wide left.
Hopefully it's not a trend. It's just a blip as Weber is back to serve again.
Just a blip.
Here she comes. Jones bumps it up. Lardner back set to Bain. Smashes it into the net. She caught the top of the ball on that one. That one never had a chance to get over. Another error from the Dominican girls as it is now 6-3 Santa Cruz as Coach Stammer is up. And here comes Rhea Filialili in for Kayla Morphew.
Well, well, look who just came onto the court, ladies and gentlemen. Good old number 10.
Time for Rhea to spark a rally here as Weber is back to serve again. Dominican down three.
Anybody can do it.
That's absolutely right. Lardner sets it up. Smash blocked. Lardner to Bain. who helps it across. Santa Cruz gets it, smashes it off the tape.
Oh, good hands, Brian.
Thank you, Stu.
Holy cow, that thing came right at your head, and you just stuck your hand out there like you're a professional. Professional broadcaster, that is.
Why, thank you, Stu. That one off the tape lands in. 7-3 Santa Cruz now. Weber back to serve again. Here it comes. Jones sets it high to Sand, who gets Flay Lily, who just helps it over for her first touch of the game. And there's a smash from Santa Cruz. That one looked like it touched line, and it did. That's going to be a point to the Banana Slugs. 8-3 Santa Cruz as they pulled away early here in game two. The Dominican girls looking to rally. As Weber continues to serve, Dominican can't get the ball back from her. Bouncing it low into her high jump and serve. Sneaks it over the net. Roulon to Falea Lili. Back row. Jones just has to help it over. Bump from Santa Cruz. Set for the smash. Off the hands of the wall. And it falls in front of Jessica Jones. Off the hands of the wall. She dove again, as she always does. Couldn't get there. As Coach Stammer wants a timeout to break this momentum with Santa Cruz Banana Slugs up 9-3.
Everything's going the way of the Banana Slugs right now, Brian. The Penguins can't get a single break. We will take a break. 30 seconds from now, we'll be back on
radio.dominican.edu.
All right, folks, we are back. 9-3 Slugs. Penguins down 1-1 in the match. Here's Brian.
Weber back to serve again. Her low bounce has been working for her. She gets it over the net. Jones bumps it up to Lardner, who sets a Bane. Helps it over. Top spin. Dive by Santa Cruz. Helps it back over. Lardner to Bane. To Sand, who smashes it down onto the right side. Point Dominican. It's nice to see Ashley Sand coming back to life here, as it is now 9-4 Santa Cruz. Dominican looking to come back this one. After getting the kill, Sand back to serve.
As you mentioned in the pregame, Sand had a great night last night. She can catch fire and do great things.
There's her serve. Miss hit by Santa Cruz. They're going to have to help this over from the back row. Sand bumps it up. Lardner bumps it. Jones from the middle smashes it back row. Ooh. Self-defense save there from Jamie Weber. The wall of Dominican has been playing great. They just blocked another one. Lardner sets it up for Falea Lili. Smashes it off the wall into the hands of Santa Cruz. He hits it back. That ball looked out, and it is called in for Santa Cruz. I don't know about that one, Stu. 10-4 Banana Slugs. That's another questionable call from the back line against the Dominican Penguins.
Same guy.
Same guy. Jessica Pang back to serve. Bouncing the ball. She's doing it a lot this game. Here's the serve. Jones bumps it up to Lardner, who sets up Moon, who smashes it back at Pang. Here comes the hit from Santa Cruz. Right in there, right over the head of Lachelle Roulon. That one finds space in the back row. It is now 11-4 Banana Slugs, as Kayla Morphew is coming back in for Rhea Falea Lili. Jessica Pang back to serve again. Dominican down 7. The whistle blows. She's ready to go. Smacking the ball around back there. Got to make sure it's just right before she serves it. And it looks like she's finally ready. Here it comes. Roulon to Morphew up here against the broadcast table. Jones helps it over to the back row. Santa Cruz sets it up for the big hitter, who smashes it down. That's Ginger Berryman in the middle. Smashes it right in the center of the Dominican defense. Everybody dove. No one could get there.
That was a sharp angle, too. Straight down into the front row.
Great tilt on that one, as Jessica Bang is back to serve again. Doing her numerous bounces. And here's the serve. Roulon gets her hands on it. Lardner sets up Morphew, who hits it right at number 5 on Santa Cruz. And it's a sloppy hit. Leaves it up at the net for Skylar Moon, who goes up and puts that one down with ease. Glenna Slugs had no chance on that one, Stu.
Yeah, that was a poor leave, and Moon took advantage of it. You can't, at this level of play, you cannot expect a poor leave to not be met with a tremendous angle, and that's exactly what Moon did.
Absolutely right. Gasologa checks in, and here's her serve. Gets it over the net. There's another one put down by Ginger Berryman for UC Santa Cruz Banana Slugs. 13-5 now, Banana Slugs.
Berryman didn't play in game one, but she has gotten some great minutes here in game two and making the most of it, kind of like Falea Lili.
Absolutely. Catherine Groh, the junior, back to serve for the Banana Slugs. High over the net to Jessica Jones, who gets it to Lardner, who sets up Moon, who smashes it. Back row. That one off the wall. Point Dominican, 13-6. Looking to climb back in this one. They're going to send Kayla Morphew back to serve. And here she comes with the quick return. Santa Cruz sets it up. Another nice serve from the Dominican girls. And it's smashed over by number 15, Elizabeth Tremblay. And Morphew got her hands on it but couldn't do anything with it. That ball was heading straight down into the floor. Number 17, Ginger Berryman, back to serve for the Banana Slugs. That gets her off the front line. This is good news for Dominican. And here it comes. High.
Oh.
Almost an Ephus of sorts. Saved by Jessica Jones. Gets it back over the Banana Slugs. And number 5 tries to drop it in, but Gasoloca's there on the dive. Gets it back over to Santa Cruz. Another sloppy play from Santa Cruz keeps it alive. Jessica Jones to Lardner. Back to Jones, who smashes it into the middle. Nice save by Santa Cruz. But then Jessica Payne and Helen Milne look at each other and watch the ball fall right in. No one went to go get it. That's going to be Point Dominican, 14-7 now. The Banana Slugs are up as Lachelle Roulon goes back to serve for the Penguins.
Jones' big overhead there really set up that play. Once you get the big one off, even if it doesn't fall, the other team is so off balance. They just couldn't recover.
Oh, and Roulon doesn't even reach the net on the serve. It goes right under and right back to the Banana Slugs. 15-7 now, Santa Cruz.
First unforced service error for the Penguins tonight, and it doesn't even get to the net.
Well, at least it took this long to get to one, and hopefully that's the last.
Good call. Oh, Roulon. That one was going to be way out of bounds. Roulon hit it for some reason. It was way out of here left. Roulon went after it anyway, Brian.
Yep,
and hit it up into the grandstands.
Yeah, that was a bad series for Roulon. It looks as if they're going to take her out. And here comes Skylar Moon in. Katie Batchelder ready to check in. The referee being very particular about the way they're going to check in. Mm-hmm. Here comes Moon out. Batchelder in. And now we're set to play again with Elizabeth Tremblay back to serve for the Banana Slugs. The whistle blows. 16-7 here, Banana Slugs. Batchelder gets the ball as she checks in for the first time. Jones with the overhand spike. And Helen Milne's there to meet it at the wall, but it's kept alive by Dominican. Too many touches. That'll be 4 of them as it takes them to get over the wall. That's Point Banana Slugs as they open up this lead to double digits, 17-7. Coach Stammer needs to put an end to the momentum that the Banana Slugs have, and she does so with a timeout.
10-point advantage, and that's always a good time for a timeout. I don't know, Brian, maybe we should just take a quick timeout, catch our breath. Penguins up.
Here, 17-10 on radio.dominican. 17-10 here, the Banana Slugs are up, and they are serving, and there it is to Batchelder. Bumps it high for Lardner, who sets it to Jones, who smashes it into the hands of the wall. And that falls for a point. Dominican, she just powered that one right through the hands of Helen Milne out of my hometown of Redwood City, California. 17-8, Banana Slugs. And we have Bain checking in for Gasoloca. As Kelsey Lardner is back to serve. 17-8, Banana Slugs. Lardner with the serve. Here it comes. Hits the tape and falls in front of the back row player. Number 3, Jamie Weber, dove, couldn't get to it. And that's a nice one from Lardner. That's going to make it 17-9 now. Dominican trails by 8. Lardner back to serve again. Here it comes. She's working quick. Weber bumps it up to Pang. Hit back over by Santa Cruz. Lardner sets up Jones, who smashes it cross court. And that one is going to count. That one just snuck in the out-of-bounds line. 17-10. Banana Slugs. Dominican pulls back in within 7, closing the gap, getting back in this game. Lardner back to serve. She's working quick here, and there it is. Set by Santa Cruz, sloppy. Pang sets it up over, and number 5, Kim Rabby, can't even get it over the net. She didn't even jump. It looked like she was glued to the floor there. And after that quick run by Dominican, making it 17-11, trailing by 6, the Banana Slugs call a timeout to stop the Dominican momentum.
17-11. The Penguins, like you said, they're creeping right back into this thing. 10 points is a gigantic differential. Luckily, it's not that late in the game. And 10 points a little bit later, that would have been tougher to swallow. But now the Penguins, they're just creeping back into it methodically. waiting on a few mistakes, letting the Banana Slugs make the mistakes. Sometimes you just need to do that.
Absolutely. Santa Cruz is going to leave the door open. Dominican girls are going to walk right in. The Dominican girls have left it open for teams before, so they know what it feels like. Now it's time to return the favor on someone and get back in a game.
Penguins win four in a row, and Banana Slugs take a quick timeout. We're back, though, fans, as the NC2A referees are back in place. Kelsey Lardner with a serve. Here's Brian.
As Stu mentioned, Lardner back to serve. Here it comes. Jump serve this time. Gets it over the net. Back row, Santa Cruz. Mishit it, but still was able to sneak it over the hands of Jessica Jones at the net. Batchelder tried to chase it out of bounds. Couldn't get there. Point to Santa Cruz. 18-11 now. Banana Slugs lead with Rabby back to serve. Refs blow the whistle, ready for action. And here comes Rabby. After a couple more bounces, of course, as Santa Cruz has shown they like to slap that ball around. Here comes Rabby. Jones bumps it up, miss hit. Lardner able to save it. Back to Jones, who smashes it back row. That one looked close from here, and they're going to call it out. Point to Santa Cruz. The Banana Slugs go up 19-11, open their lead back up to 8. As Rabby is back to serve. And here it comes. Service right over the net. Jones bumps it up to Lardner, who sets up Jones. Little give and go action there, but Jones just helps it across. Easy play. As Milne smashes it in the middle, Lardner dives and gets it. And Jones tries to go cross court, finds a hole on the drop shot. The diving player for Santa Cruz, Catherine Grode, tried to get to it, but Jones just placed that perfectly, Stu.
You called the Ephus a few plays ago, and that was another one, just a big high looper. And none of the Santa Cruz Banana Slugs could do anything with it.
Jones follows her kill with a serve. Santa Cruz returns it back, hits the tape. Morphew smashes it right in there, right past the hands on the wall. Falls in the back row. Easy call. 19-13, Dominican looking to get back in this. Jones back to serve again.
That was an astonishing play by Kayla Morphew.
Absolutely.
Such a good angle, such height, power.
Milne does a drop shot instead of powering it down, which sets up Bain, who powers it. The diving player, Jamie Weber for Santa Cruz. Dove, kept it alive, but into the net. Point Dominican, 19-14, as they crawl back within five, I'm sorry. Jones back to serve. And here she comes. Gets it over the net. Sloppy play by Santa Cruz. And here's the hit back. Jones bumps it up to Lardner, who sets it to Rain. And the dive keeps it alive. It looked like it hit the floor, but they're going to keep that alive. It's smashed down anyway by Sand, and that one goes out of bounds. Doesn't matter. Dominican gets the point anyway, 19-15, within four. That was an odd series of events there, but all that really matters is it led to a Dominican point.
Penguins have won 8 of the last 10, Brian.
That is a streak, folks. And here comes Jones, gets it back over the net. This one, the Santa Cruz player lets it go long, and it is out. 20-15 now, Banana Slugs. Those are the errors you can't afford, Stu.
Just when they had a good 8-for-10 streak going, as you mentioned, broken by Jones, but she was a big part of it with the service.
Weber gets it over Santa Cruz, Batchelder to Lardner, to Sand, who smashes it. Heatseeker right at the face of number 15, Elizabeth Tremblay. She got her hands up in self-defense, but she couldn't do anything with it. 2016 Banana Slugs, as Sand is back to serve for Dominican. Looking to get back in within four. Couple bounces, and here comes the serve from Sand. Gets it over the net. A dive from Santa Cruz keeps it alive. Smashed by number 17, Santa Cruz. Lardner sets it up to Morphew again. Smashes it cross court, kept alive. Here comes the Santa Cruz hit. Little drop shot, Lardner in there with the dive. Morphew in the middle, smashes it off the tape, kept alive by Santa Cruz. Weber gets it over. Santa Cruz helped it across. Lardner to Bain. To Moon, little drop shot, easily defended. And then Pang at the net again. The short 5'5" Pang is just being a monster at the net right now with her crafty shots. Drops it in where no Dominican player wasn't. And it is 21-16 Banana Slugs up by 5 again.
That was crafty. You are absolutely right. Did you notice Moon had one of those miss hits in there? It came off the broken fingers. And UC was able to handle it, but not just barely.
That's right. Lardner sets up Morphew, who smashes it cross court.
Good angle.
Easy save. Santa Cruz smashes it off the hands. That was Elizabeth Tremblay. Hits it off the hands of the wall. That's going to be Point Banana Slugs, 22-16, as they open their lead back up to 6, and they're on the verge of taking this game. Dominican needs a rally right now as Peng is back to serve.
Just like that rally they had starting at 17-7. Penguins go on one of those rolls. They win it.
Here comes the serve from Peng. Jones bumps it up.
No!
Sloppy, and Lardner can't get there. Came off the hands of Jones wrong. 23-16 Banana Slugs, up by 7, and it's go time for the Dominican Lady Penguins. Peng, back to serve again. Handling the ball, bouncing it around, and she's finally ready to go. Here it comes. Rulon bumps it up to Lardner, who sets up Bain, who smashes it off the hands of the wall. And there were two Santa Cruz defenders. Each one got a hand on it. Put it right back down. 24-16 Banana Slugs as they are on match point with the serve. Ashley Peng. Banana Slugs.
It's not quite match point yet. It's just game point.
Game point. Thank you,
Stu. Don't want to scare anybody.
Thank you, Stu.
Most importantly, me.
There goes Rulon, who bumps it up. Lardner able to save it. Morphew's just going to have to help this across. Set by Santa Cruz. Set cross court with the hit. And there's Moon and Bain there on the wall, and they shove it right back in the face of the Banana Slugs. 24-17 Banana Slugs as Dominican gets the ball back, and they're ready to go on a run. Gasaloga checks in for Bain, and she is back to serve. Gasaloga working quickly. Here comes her serve. Top spinner gets in there. Santa Cruz hits it across. Nice play by Morphew. Keep it alive. Lardner sets it back up for Morphew, who hits it back row. Kept alive.
Yeah. Broke the plane.
You heard it from Stu. Santa Cruz broke the plane. 24-18 now, Banana Slugs. Dominican back within 6. Looking to get back in this game and shock the Banana Slugs. Gasaloga back to serve again. Here it comes. A knuckleball over the net. Set up.
Front row. Yeah.
And that was a miss hit from the Banana Slugs. Elizabeth Tremblay smashes it into the net. The Banana Slugs coach senses something brewing on the Dominican side, and he calls a timeout to stop the momentum. 24-19 Banana Slugs. Me and Stu will be back here with you with the rest of this game and more here on radio.dominican.edu.
Here we go, fans. Brian, take it away.
Gasaloga back here to serve with the Dominican Penguins down 24-19 facing game point. Gets it over the net. Santa Cruz sets it up in the middle. Smashed down by Ginger Berryman. And that's going to do it for this game. Santa Cruz takes it 25-19. Quickly, the Santa Cruz coach sensed something brewing. And he thought the timeout would stop the momentum for the Penguins. And he was right. It takes one turn for Santa Cruz to put the ball down hard in the middle. And that puts them up 2-0. Stu? We're going to be taking a break now?
Yeah, we, at this point, fans, between games 2 and 3, there's always a 10-minute break. Penguins are down 2-0 in the match. They're going to have to get something going in a big way. I would love to be, have access, you know, to the locker room at this point, just to hear what the coach has to say. What do you say? Penguins are having a tough season. They've had so many close losses. These two games were both very close. The Penguins are right on the precipice of making something good happen. They just can't seem to get over the wall.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Stu. And I want access into the locker room for another reason now. I want to know what the deal is with the play of Rhea Filet-Lily. She sat out the entire first game. She came in for 5 or 6 points in the second game, and then she was right back out.
Yeah, I'm not sure myself. We really don't know. I've asked everybody other than the coach. I really don't want to approach anybody on the team. And I don't even think we're allowed to as media. I wouldn't go there, but I'm asking everybody else on Media Row. Nobody seems to know why Filet-Lily's out. I hope she's okay. She's not limping. Doesn't seem like an injury. No idea. But if we find out, of course, we'll tell you. Fans, we'll be back in 6 or 7 minutes. Brian and I will be back with the conclusion of tonight's action. Radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, we are back. Game 3 coming up. Brian's going to continue with the play-by-play, and we'll see if we can't get the Penguins a win here. They would hate to go out in 3 against the Santa Cruz Banana Slugs who are here. Early start tonight. And Penguin women are really having a blast, as are your broadcasters. We really do enjoy this. But I can think of one thing that would make it even a little bit more enjoyable, Brian.
Let's get a W.
I think a W would go a long way to bringing the crowd into it, making everybody real happy.
Oh, we get pumped.
Oh, we get pumped, and we haven't won one yet. Here we go, fans. Here's Brian.
I'll tell you what, folks. In between games, the Dominican girls were working hard out on the court while the Banana Slugs were resting. Now, I guess you could rest when you're up 2-0, but it's never something you want to do. It's a mental state you don't want to put yourself in. But these girls could hang their head easily, 0-11, down 2-0 already in this match. It could be easy to get down on yourselves, but these girls refuse to do it. They've refused to do that all season. That's why I'm optimistic. That's why they're optimistic. And we're ready to get this started. Game 3 coming to you, as I mentioned. Dominican Trails, 2-0. Looks like Kelsey Lardner is going to be back to serve for Dominican. It's going to be Lardner, Sand, Bain, Jones, Roulon, and Morphew on the court for Dominican. Lardner, looking at the ref, gets the signal to go, and here she comes with the jump serve. Gets it over. Santa Cruz plays it. Bumped nicely by Pang. Smashed across. Saved by Lardner. Off the basketball hoop, which is in play here. Bain gets it. Morphew serves it back over. Pang sets it up. And Bain and Sand are there to shut it down. But Milne goes up against Jones at the net. And Milne, with the superior size, uses it to her advantage. Puts it down for the point. Banana Slugs get a 1-0 lead here in game 3. As Weber is back to serve for Santa Cruz. Doing her trademark bouncing of the ball down around her ankles. Gets it over. Roulon bumps it up to Lardner, who sets up Jones, who smashes it back at Weber. And she has nothing that she can do to get that ball back across the net. Jones killed that ball at her. And that's going to be Point Dominican tying it at 1 here early in game 3. Jones gets the kill, comes back to serve, and here it comes. Santa Cruz bumps it up. Another bump, set it up, smashes it across off the hands of Bain, and that's going to go for a point to the Banana Slugs. Bain got up, got her hands on it, but it goes out of bounds. 2-1 here, Santa Cruz, as Jessica Pang, the sophomore from San Francisco, is back to serve. She went on a nice run in game 2. It was a big reason that the Banana Slugs won that one, and here comes her serve. Gets it. Roulon dives to save the nice serve. Morphew smashes it across off the hands of the wall. Rabby's there to get it. Pang up, and that one's thrown down. Jones is there to save it. Lardner sets it up for Morphew again, who dinks it over the net. Pang is there. Set up again. Berryman gets it across. Morphew, bump, Lardner, set. Bain, drop shot, saved by Rabby. But that save was up by the net, and Sand was able to get her hands on that and throw that down right in front of the face of Rabby, who put it up. That's going to make it 2-2 Dominican as they get the ball back. And Sand, back to serve, rocking the goggles tonight, as she always does. And here comes her serve. Sneaks it over the net, inches. Pang sets it up. Berryman drops it across. And that one right in front of Sand on the right side of the court. She read the court nicely, did Berryman. Dropped it in there for a 0.32 Banana Slugs. And we're going to have Catherine Groh back to serve for the Banana Slugs. Working quickly. Here comes her serve. A lob that Jones dives and gets to. Lardner sets it up for Morphew, who smashes it back row. That looked in. And they're going to call it out. The Banana Slug coach thought it was called in at first, and he jumped up. Maybe he changed the referee's mind. It looked like it caught line to me. They're going to call it out. 4-2 Banana Slugs with Groh back to serve again. And here it comes. That one just dies. The changeup falls in front of Jones. She dives for it, gets her hands on it, but just trickles it a couple feet in front. What a serve by Groh. That's what she's been doing all game. She's the one who serves the Ephes. And here it comes again, and she smashes this one, tries to change it up on Dominican, but she hits it right into the net. Point Dominican, 5-3. That was an old case of if it ain't broke, don't break it. She did. She changed her style, and it cost the Banana Slugs a point. Alex Gasaloga checks in, and she is back for the serve. Working quickly. Here she comes with it. Hits the tape. Diving save by Catherine Groh. Rabby smashes it through the hands of the wall. Gasaloga and Jones both dive for it. Can't get there. Point Banana Slugs. 6-3. Banana Slugs take a 3-point lead here in game 3. As we're going to have Ginger Berryman back to serve for Banana Slugs. It gets her off the front line. So that bodes well for Dominican on this play. Here comes her serve. gets it over the net. Jones bumps it up. Lardner sets it to Moon, who tries a drop shot, but Milne's there to get it. Pang sets it up, and there's Groh, gets it across Gasiloga to Morphew, who smashes it off the hands of the net, and that's going to be a point for Dominican, 6-4. Banana slugs. Dominican Penguins down by two, looking to come back in this game as Morphew goes back to serve. She's working quickly, as are the rest of the Penguins, who gets it across. Weber sneaks it across the net. Lardner bumps it to Gasiloga, who sets up Jones for the cross-court smash. Rabby's there. Pang back to Rabby. Gets it off the hands of the wall. Mainly Skylar Moon, and it falls in front of Jones in the back row. 7-4 banana slugs. Dominican trails by three. Elizabeth Tremblay back to serve. Looking at the rest, she gets the go, and here it comes. Across the Gasiloga. Lardner sets it all the way back across to Jones, who does a drop shot. Easy play for Rabby. Pang sets it up, and that smash back for the banana slugs. Lardner bumps it up to Jones, who hits it off the hands of Helen Milne at the wall. Point Dominican, 7-5. They crawl back within two, and Lachelle Roulon is into the game and back to serve. The referee gives her the go sign, and she looks ready. Here it comes. Jump serve high over the net into the back row. There's Pang, sets it up for Rabby, who does a drop shot that Jones dives and gets to, but hits it over the press row here on the side of the court at the Conlin Center. And that'll be point banana slugs, 8-5 now.
That dink shot can be so effective, and there was a perfect example. The Penguins all backed up, expecting the big overhand slam from Rabby. And at the last instant, she pulls up and dinks it over the front row. And all Jones could do was a stage dive into press row.
And Rabby, who just played the nice finesse shot to get a point, is back to serve for the banana slugs. Here it comes. Gets it over the net. Jones bumps it high. Lardner sets it to Sand, who dinks it over the net. Rabby gets there. Groh is there. Hit back over the net. Batchelder sets it up to Lardner, who sets up Sand, who smashes it. But Helen Milne is there at the net to put it back down for a point banana slugs. 9-5 as the banana slugs jump out to a four-point lead here early in game three. Rabby back to serve. Referee points at her, lets her know she can go, but she's going to take her time like she always does, and here comes her serve. Over the net, Batchelder to Lardner to Jones. Wow. Smashes it off the hands of Helen Milne at the wall. Pang sets it up over Milne, off the arms of Gasiloga, who couldn't get him up in time. That ball ricochets out of bounds. 10-5 banana slugs, five-point lead. Rabby back to serve again.
That hit Gasiloga very high in the arms, and there's nothing she could do with it.
You would need a ridiculous reaction time to get to that one as Rabby readies for the serve, and here it comes. Just over the net, Jones bumps it high to Lardner, who back sets it for Sand, who does a drop shot when it seemed like she should have killed it. Pang sets it up for Milne, who does try and kill it, but gets it into the net. Point, Penguins. No. They've given the point to the banana slugs?
No,
11-5.
No.
That's just error on the scoreboard then. Because it was 10-5, it's now 11-5. Milne hit that one into the net. They'll get that corrected. Lardner is back to serve for Dominican. And here it comes. Rabby gets it up to Pang, who sets it up for Groh. Smash across, Roulon set. Lardner set. Jones kills it. Rabby with the dive in the back row, but it was too far. But Pang sneaks it over past Jones again. That's the second time this game she's gone up against Jones at the net and been able to find a way to get it down on Dominican side of the court. 11-6 banana slugs with the five-point lead. Weber back to serve. She went on a long run in game one with her low bounce. She brings it across. High lob shot that Batchelder dives to get to, but serves it back over. Now Bain with the smash. Rabby to Pang. And there's a hit. Roulon keeps it alive, but it was off to the side. Jones dives for it. Couldn't get there. Batchelder was in there on the dive too. It was too far out of bounds for both of them to get to. Point banana slugs, 12-6 now. The banana slugs have Dominican doubled up.
You know, with the absence of Faleolili in the game so far tonight, Bain, who last night did the majority of the setting, Bain is getting a lot of opportunities for the outside shots and getting some of those hitters' positioning. And she's done a great job tonight. She's not that tall. In fact, she's listed here on the roster as just 5'9", but she's getting some massive hops and getting a great, good angles. A lot of power behind it, a lot of leverage. Here's Bryan.
Absolutely right. And there's a serve by Weber into the net. Hit the net right in front of the freshman Samantha Rain, who just checked in for Ashley Sand. This is the first time I remember seeing her on the court, Stu. Is that right?
No, you're absolutely right. In fact, last night a lot of rains and a lot of Bane last night. Now they're back in there tonight for the first time.
12-7 Banana Slugs as they hit it across.
Ah.
Past the diving Rulon. That was number 17, Ginger Berry, on the kill. 13-7 Banana Slugs.
Isn't it Berryman?
That was Berryman, number 17. And that was, it's odd, the rotation of Dominican tonight. Not much Samantha Rain, not much Filet Lily. Not sure why, as Jessica Bang is back to serve.
And then when they do come in, because they're so cold, it's kind of takes them a minute to get going.
And it's a brief stint as Pang hits that one out of bounds, 13-8 Dominican, as Samantha Rain is going to be back to serve on this one.
It's consecutive service errors committed by the Banana Slugs.
The freshman Rain hits this one across, Rabby to Pang, sets it up, smashed at the wall. Bane is there, gets her hands on it, sends it back to Santa Cruz. And there's Moon who sends it back. Bane and Moon are being monsters at the net tonight. Another chance, and that one doesn't get over the net. Moon hits it at the net. Jones from the back row bumps it up. Lardner backs it to Bane, and she just helps it across. Easy play for Santa Cruz. And that's going to be a two-touch on Santa Cruz. Point to Dominican. 13-9 as Dominican has gone back within 4 points here in Game 3. A must-win Game 3 for Dominican, who trails no games to two. Rain serves it across. There's a hit by Weber. Pang gets it across. And it's helped across by the Banana Slugs. It looked like that ball was going out, and Jessica Jones dived at it anyway.
Not sure why she was diving after that. It was just so far out of bounds. I think it was going to land 3 feet out.
That's the third or fourth time we've seen the Penguin do that tonight, as Santa Cruz is back with the 5-point lead on the serve. And here it comes. Morphew bumps it. Lardner sets it. Moon smashes it. Back row. That's in the back left corner. Moon killed that one. 14-10. Dominican within four again. Gasaloga checks in. She's going to be back to serve. She has been on fire with her serves tonight, getting them a pinpoint accuracy on the court. And here it comes. Back row. Peng's going to set it up for Rabby, who smashes it. Rulon keeps it up. Lardner sets it up for Morphew. Gets up, smashes it. Back row, number three, Jamie Weber. Wasn't ready for that one. Tried to get her hands up. Couldn't. Ball ricochets out of bounds off her. 14-11, Dominican pulls within three.
D is really hanging tough and creeping back in a huge way. For a second there, it looked like it was going to be a walker, but things are looking pretty good.
The Gasaloga serve was played, and number 17, Ginger Berryman, is able to put it away off the hands of Skylar Moon at the net. 15-11 Banana Slugs,
Bryan,
go up by four.
Did I just jinx something with that? I said things are looking pretty good, and within 2 seconds, the Penguins lost the point.
Absolutely not, Stu.
All right, thank you.
We're going to recover right here off the Berryman serve from Santa Cruz.
I was feeling guilty about that.
And there it is. Berryman serves it out of bounds. Point Dominican, 15-12. Dominican within three. Stu, you're off the hook.
All right, you called it. Berryman shanked it into the crowd. The Penguins are back in it.
Here comes Morphew with the serve. Gets it across. Little miscommunication from Santa Cruz leads to a sloppy set, and they just have to set it back over. But the dive from Morphew back over the net goes out of bounds. Point Santa Cruz, 16-12, as they go back up by four. And number 15, Elizabeth Tremblay, is going to be back to serve. And Morphew checks out, and Batchelder checks in for Dominican. Referees give the go to Tremblay, and she's ready. And here comes her serve. Over the net, Rulon sets it up. Lardner goes and gets it, who gives it to Jones, who smashes it off the hands of the wall. Helen Milne got her hands up there, got her hands on the ball, but it goes out of bounds. Point Dominican, 16-13, back within three. Rulon back to serve. Going to get a run going, take the lead in this one. Rulon with the serve. Right into the net. Barely cleared the head of Samantha Rain. And that's going to be a point to Santa Cruz. Those are the errors you can't afford when you're trying to crawl back into a game.
It's the second one. Rulon has two of the four service errors committed by the Penguins tonight. She's usually awesome.
Absolutely right. 17-13 Banana Slugs. Here's a serve from Rabby. Rulon bumps it up to Lardner, who sets up Rain, who does a drop shot that Rabby gets to. Pang The little one at the net sneaks it over. Jones smashes it back row. Weber's there to save it. Peng all the way back across the court. Hit hard by Catherine Groh. Off the hands of Gasologa, goes all the way out of bounds. Point, Banana Slugs. 18-13 is their lead now as Dominican falls behind by five.
Katie Batchelder ran that one down, ended up almost doing a stage dive into the Penguin bench. Sent the bench flying, and luckily she didn't get hurt.
Can't knock the effort there as Rabbi is back to serve.
That could have been real trouble. Oh!
Oh, and it hits the tape, and it's a break for Santa Cruz as it hits off the tape, falls in front of Lachelle Roulon. She had no chance to get to it. That's just a little unlucky there. 19-13 Banana Slugs. Coach Stammer senses the momentum getting away from Dominican. She calls a timeout. 19-13 Banana Slugs. Stu and I will return after the break here on radio.dominican.edu. Jones bumps it up. Lardner's there to set it up for Rain, who jumps a little too early and can't reach that one. It's hit softly and at the net. Milne is there to slam it down. 20-13 Banana Slugs as they take a 7-point lead. Samantha Raines is out. Ashley Sand back in. She's going to take her position at the front court. And here comes the serve from Ravi again.
7-point lead, but game three.
The decisive game three if Dominican loses. Ravi's serve on the way. Hit. Jones yells out, lets it go right past her, and she is absolutely right. That's Point Dominican, 20-14, back within six. Bain checks in for Gasologa as Kelsey Lardner is back to serve. Dominican down six, getting back in it, and here it comes. Jump serve, gets it over the net, set by Rabbi Peng. Across court, Jones saves it.
Oh.
Miscommunication there as Bain and Lardner run into each other. Neither of them are able to make a play. The ball goes backwards and falls in the backcourt of Dominican, giving Santa Cruz the point and the ball. 21-14 Banana Slugs.
Bain was backing up on it. Lardner was coming in from the back row, and they were looking both up at the ball instead of sensing one another's presence, and they slammed into each other just as the ball reached them, and neither one of them could hit it.
The serve from Weber gets across to Roulon, who bumps it up to Lardner, who sets it for Bain. Cross court, off the hands of the wall. Rabby's there to save it. Peng sets it up. Slammed. Batchelder, able to make a play on it. Bumps it a little too hard. One of those tweeners at the net, and it hits the top of it and rolls back down. Banana Slugs were there, didn't need to touch it. Stammer sees we're getting to the end here with Banana Slugs up 22-14. They're up eight, and she calls a timeout.
Yeah. Boy, that was a poor leave, and everything's going against the Penguins right now. You know, when you have no wins at this point in the season, Brian, and you've had a tough preseason, even in a non-conference game, it seems like everything goes against you. The fans here are just hungry for something good, and the Penguins are so close. They just can't seem to pull it together. Game one was good. Last night was good, but nothing great right now, and they're so close.
They'll always hang tough into the middle of the game, and then they'll give up one streak that lets the other team get into the red zone far before the Penguins do, and that's where they get themselves in trouble. They dig a hole that they can't get out of. Looks like we're ready for action here. The referee says, yes, we are. Weber back to serve for the Banana Slugs, who are up 8 points, 22-14. Back in the red zone, far-headed Dominican, as I mentioned before, and here comes her serve. Across, Roulon bumps it up. Lardner sets it back set for Jones, who kills it into the backcourt, and that one was in. No doubt about that one. Jones with the smash, 22-15. Penguins within seven, getting the ball. Morphew checks in for Batchelder. Jones back to serve.
Good vision by Jones there, sensing the open court. Found the back row perfectly, inbounds by a foot or two. Boy, that was sweet. Jones, when Jones gets it going, she's as good as they are in the league.
And there is her serve. Peng is going to set it up. Berryman slams it down in the backcourt in front of the diving Jessica Jones. 23-15 now, Banana Slugs up eight.
Hard to defend against a short set like that, again, especially when Berryman gets such an angle and such leverage. Gosh, she hit that thing so hard, Brian.
The Slugs really did work that nicely.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Peng, back to serve for the Banana Slugs, gets this one across. Morphew, bump, Lardner set, Sand with a drop shot off the hands of number 16, Catherine Groh with the net. Goes out of bounds for a point, Dominican. 23-17 now. Dominican within six.
Sand is a smart player, you know. She can hit it hard, but she also knows how to soft it. Reminds me of Morphew, just real smart players.
Absolutely right there as Sand is back to serve. Gets it across. Ravi bumps it to Peng. And there's a smash from number 15, Elizabeth Tremblay. That one goes out of bounds, wide right, and too far. 23-17, 6-point lead for Dominican.
Penguins let that one go, and that was wisely so.
There was an example of good communication there as Sand is back to serve. And here it comes, sneaks it over the net. Rabby down low to get it. Peng sets it up. And that one's slammed by number 16, Catherine Gross, save. Peng sets it up, Weber. And Lardner bumps it up, but mishits it. Bain's able to save it. Jones is just going to have to bump this one across, and she does. Weber to Peng to Berryman, who smashes it down. And that was killed, 24-17, Santa Cruz. Game point, match point here for them. Up 7 on Dominican. They're going to send number 16, Catherine Groh, back to serve to try and put this game away. Dominican needs to show some fight right here. And here's her serve. Into the net. We'll take them any way we can get them. That'll be a point. 24-18 now, Dominican, as they get the ball back.
If you're a coach, you got to just want to throw up when you have match point and one of your best players sticks it in the net when you have a chance to win.
That is gut-wrenching.
Yep.
As Stammer sends Sarah Bain back to serve. She gets it to Rabby, who mishits it again. That goes into the stands back behind the court, 24-19.
Lucky for Santa Cruz that the Penguins weren't any closer. All of a sudden, they're stinking the joint up in the last. Once they get the match point, it's as if they forgot they have to finish.
DU's momentum here as Bain hits it across. Weber to Peng. Smash. Jones saves it on a low save. Bain sets up Jones, who just helps it across. And a miss hit on the dive by number 16, Catherine Crow. It goes back over the net, but outside of the antenna. 24-20, the UC Santa Cruz coach senses something's going wrong. Yeah. Dominican's getting momentum there.
I'll tell you, if nothing else, Brian, it's a compliment to the Penguins that after three match points, Santa Cruz has to call a timeout. Yeah, you think you just let it run out and just the odds are they've got to win 1 point in the next four, but instead... Instead, Coach Hollenbeck wants to take the break, try and, I guess, break the momentum or something. He just wants to clean this thing up and get out of here with a win. All of a sudden, the Penguins just won't let him do it.
Absolutely right, and it's shown in this game. Every time he's called a timeout, the Penguins have lost their momentum, and I think it's because of the success he's had with that tactic that he used it right there, knowing that he's 1 point away from ending this match.
Yeah, you're right. Every coach wants to do that, too, and the other team gets it going. You got to break it up. Here we go, fans. Match point. Here's Brian.
Dominican with the ball. Bain back to serve. Working quickly, and here she comes with it. High over the net. Weber to Peng. Sets up Berryman, who smashes it into the middle in front of Bain, and that's going to do it. The tactic works. They get match point 25-20 here in Game 3. That'll do it for us, Stu. Here on radio.dominican.edu.
Penguins had a pretty decent night. Felt like the last two nights have both been pretty good. But once again, the Penguins down in three. Even a four-point match would feel like a huge win of sorts. You know, just something to keep the momentum going. They're doing so many things well, and they just can't seem to break through. But when they do, you better believe it, Brian and I will be here. And hopefully our other partner on the broadcast team, Hunter Hornstein, will be with us at that point too. Darn it, folks, we were hoping to bring you a W tonight. Couldn't do it. Maybe next time. Coming up in about a week, our next broadcast will be. Let's see, it'll be against Dixie State on October 7th. That's next Friday night, the way I count it. At 7 o'clock. Is that next Saturday night?
That is next Saturday
next
night.
Next Saturday night. We'll be here 1 week from tonight, fans. Dixie State in the house. 7 o'clock, side out. See you then, radio.dominican.edu.